Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Cindy Croft, director of the center, and I'm here today with two of my colleagues, Priscilla Weigel and Dia Anderson. Hello.
Hello.
So we're excited to have Dia in particular with us today. Priscilla and I usually do the podcast. We've invited her to be our guest to specifically speak to us about child care providers and some of the factors that may influence stress, burnout, and depression. And so we'd really like to, I know you've done some research on it and written some things for us at the CICC, which we'll reference later, but just want to get your input on that topic.
Okay. We know that caring for young children can be very fun and full of joy and happiness, but it's also physically, mentally, and emotionally challenging. Mm-hmm. And there are stressful things that happen. You constantly have to keep changing hats. Sometimes you're a nurse, sometimes you're an administrator, sometimes you're a teacher, sometimes you're a behavior guidance specialist. So there's a lot, and you not only work with the children, but you also have to be in partnership with their families. So there's a lot involved. Mm-hmm. It's not a job that is sometimes seen as, oh, you just play with kids all day.
Right.
You know, it's not playing with kids all day. There's a lot more to it than that.
A lot of layers.
Yep. So there can be issues with, it was interesting, SAMHSA, or the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, which is a federal organization, in 2007 they did a study of occupational, or people and their occupations, and the incidence of depression, and they found that individuals who are in caregiving professions, such as childcare, reported the highest levels of depression.
Wow.
Which is something to really be aware of.
Right. Really? That's astonishing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But then I think when you really think about all that's involved, it does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a really important job that isn't necessarily seen by society as being as important as it
sure.
is.
So there's a disconnect there. So you have the stressors of that heavy responsibility and the weight of that.
Right.
And then also the fact that in the eyes of maybe your friends or your peers or even the parents that you serve sometimes,
correct.
You're not seen as a valid professional.
Exactly. And you're not necessarily being paid.
Right.
Yeah. A substantial amount.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that's also a factor with added stress, is mm-hmm. that it isn't always easy to survive.
Right.
So
right.
you mentioned burnout. How would you describe burnout?
Well, burnout is kind of an extreme response to pressures of your job. It tends to kind of be characterized by a feeling of exhaustion, a depletion of your energy and your resources. It's, I guess I would describe someone who is burned out as being, they just have nothing left. They may feel like they just have nothing left to give.
Mm-hmm.
And oh. I think, you know, stress and burnout and depression is kind of what we were focusing on. And, you know, stress is normal.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just how our brain and body responds to something new or something that's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And stress can be a good thing because it can be very motivating, but it can also easily become toxic when it's something that's ongoing and your body is never able to recover.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're constantly flooded with those stress hormones, and which changes how your body is working and kind of puts you on high alert and can do some major physical and mental health
sure.
damage
sure.
to you. So stress is really common. I think, you know, I would see stress as being maybe that first thing we really need to be aware of, right, is our stress levels. Then it kind of progresses into burnout. And again, some ways that you can maybe think about burnout is there's three basic components. And the first is emotional exhaustion. Again, just that no energy, nothing to give. Then there's a depersonalization, which is maybe that feeling of detachment where you're not really connected. Or it can be development of like negative attitudes towards the children and parents.
Uh-huh.
You know, that those feelings of resentment,
sure,
that you can get when you just have nothing to give and yet
still
they're
taking.
Still asking things of me and they don't understand.
And
how
that's
I'm
an expectation, right. And then the third component is just that feeling of what you do is not important. That you're not good enough at what you do, feelings of inadequacy, and also that your job doesn't have an impact, that it doesn't change anything. So it's just losing that whole sense of value about what you do, which, you know, we all need to feel like what we do is important and meaningful, and it very evidently is, because we know children are an investment, but you know, sometimes our stress levels can raise to that point where, you know, it moves into burnout.
Right.
And burnout, there's a very fine line between each of these, and burnout then can easily turn into depression, which we know is a very common mood disorder. It's very treatable and manageable, but the trick to the whole thing with depression is you need to be able to acknowledge that you're depressed. And there's still a lot of stigma around that. So it's important just for those of us who are in caregiving situations or professions where we're doing a lot of caregiving is just to be aware of, you know, what is it that stresses us out? What can we change to alleviate that stress? How do I know if I'm burnout? Because signs and symptoms are going to differ for everybody.
Sure, yeah.
And then, you know, being able to come to that realization of, wow, maybe I am feeling depressed. And, and knowing that it's important at that point, and really anywhere in there, being able to ask for help.
Sure, and talk to someone. And I think so often, too, in a childcare setting, you know, whether you're in a center or you're in a family child care, you can feel isolated in your own classroom space, in your own environment, and the ability to share and connect. And I know that this is going to be a three-part series, so we're going to talk a little bit more about ways to care for yourself and when that's happening or when you feel yourself going down that road, and just also to steer clear from that road, too, just when you're looking at self-care and not feeling like you know, when that stress happens, to be aware of it and know what to do.
Right. It's just that reminder of we know how important it is for us to get to know the children in our care, but it's also very important for us to have a self-awareness.
Yeah, true.
Tell me, Dia, in our last couple of minutes, what the impact is on a program or on the children who may have a provider who is depressed or burned out.
Well, we know that probably the most important things that children need, the basics, are they need a safe and healthy environment, and they need stable and nurturing relationships. And if you're if you're feeling, you know, if the stress in your life is to that toxic point, or you're feeling burned out, or you're depressed, it can really impact your ability to provide those things. You know, for example, it can impact your ability to be responsive and sensitive. To the needs. To be able to pick up on what the children are interested in and being receptive to that. Using that for your planning your capacity to care for and nurture. If you're feeling like you have nothing to give, how do you do that day after day
for all those little people in your care? Yeah,
that's right.
Well, I know in the next podcast, you're going to talk about sort of signs and symptoms, which I think to our listeners will be really important as they either think about themselves or think about the people they work with or the providers who are taking care of their own children. But this gives us a lot to think about it and about in terms of building an awareness of where early childhood providers may be in that whole mental health spectrum. So, thank you so much, Dia.
Thanks, Dia. That was really
interesting.
More than welcome.
That's all for now.